News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley. This is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. Walsall police are investigating prostitution activity in the city, as we hear from WSAU's Larry Lee.
Police are investigating what's called adult escort services. Many of them are listed at a site called Backpage.com, which has a Walsall area page. The website has legal services like rentals and items for sale, but it's commonly used to promote prostitution. Police are also tracking the customers that seek these services. Larry Lee, WSAU News. Arrests have been made over the past 4 months. The most recent involves a woman named Tamara Predzik, who was advertising her time and companionship at the site just 3 days after getting out of jail on a signature bond for a prostitution charge. Police are also tracking the customers that seek these services. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
A judge has quashed subpoenas and ordered the return of property to the targets of a secret campaign finance investigation that involved Governor Scott Walker. This is the second so-called John Doe investigation. A Wall Street Journal report says Judge Gregory A. Patterson ruled on Friday that some of the subpoenas were improper. Patterson is overseeing the John Doe investigation. He wrote, quote, "The subpoenas do not show probable cause that the moving parties committed any violations of campaign finance laws." The opinion itself is under seal. It was reported on by the Wall Street Journal, and there's been no further comment. A home in Shawano County is a total loss after a fire Sunday morning. This was reported around 6 a.m. in the town of Lessor. Sheriff's deputies first to arrive on the scene, and the home was already engulfed, flames coming out of the windows, and it spread to the exterior walls and roof. A single family lived there. They were not home at the time. Firefighters from Navarino, Bonduelle, Pulaski, Nichols, and Black Creek assisted in putting it out. The cause has not been determined. A state funeral is underway in Israel in honor of Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, who spent the last several years in a coma. These are some of the sounds from that state funeral, which took place during the overnight. Vice President Joe Biden representing the American delegation.
It's a great honor you've afforded me on behalf of my country to bring the sympathies of the President of the United States and the American people.
Sharon's not only being remembered as a former prime minister, but as an Israeli war hero. The mayor at the center of the bridge flap is talking about his private meeting with New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Fort Lee Mayor Mark Shalakvik told NBC's Meet the Press that it's a mini version of Christie in the two-hour news conference. Shalakvik says that he accepts Christie's apology, but believes the governor should have known what his top aides were doing. Motorists in the Walsall area can expect some highway workers out today. DOT Representative Kristen McHugh says you'll need to watch out for emergency vehicles and maintenance trucks. They're doing some routine repairs along Highway 51.
Motorists can expect to see some northbound and southbound lane closures in the Walsall area on US 51. The reason for those closures is so that crews can repair some damaged beam guard that has occurred throughout the last couple weeks.
Now, these are the southbound lanes behind Highway WW extending down to County Highway U. They'll also be doing work in the northbound lanes between Bridge Street and Stewart Avenue in Walsall. Stars were out last night in Beverly Hills for the 71st annual Golden Globe Awards, thought of a preview as the Oscars and the Emmys, which are coming up in February. Best Movie of the Year was 12 Years a Slave, top drama for Best Honors. But the movie that won the most Golden Globes Award was American Hustle, Best Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy. 12 Years, though, claimed the Best Motion Picture Drama Award, TV honors going to Breaking Bad. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Just a bit cooler out there for this Monday, a bit breezy during the afternoon as well. Temperatures settling into the 20s, around 29 this afternoon. For tonight, cloudy with some snow developing, a low down to 18. And then for your Tuesday, could be slippery during the morning, an inch or two likely around Marathon County, maybe up to an inch in the Northwoods and 3 to 5 inches farther south in the area. Looking for a high of 21 on Tuesday. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
We had some melting yesterday, and we are back below freezing this morning, so some areas are slippery. You can get the latest weather information, including the six-day forecast, 24-7 on our weather page at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.